This sheer is an introduction to the Sugi of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri runs from Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis until Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis in Kedushin. It is advised to learn that Gemara and the Rashi, with the Rashi's and the Taisasin first, before you attempt to use these little clips that I'm going to leave you. Otherwise, you're just going to be chasing the ideas that will be introduced here if you're not familiar with them. The Mishnah starts, a new Dalin Beis Mishnah starts, Eved Ivri is Nikna B'Kesef. We have a pasuk for Kiyim Karishas B'Tai as Kisikna Eved Ivri. And we need a pasuk. The Gemara says we need a pasuk for an Akum that buys an Eved Ivri. We need a pasuk for a Yisrael that buys an Eved Ivri. And there's two forms of that. One is where Bezin sells him for his Geneva. And then there's another case where, and we need a separate pasuk to tell me that Kesef is kind of an Eved Ivri that sells himself into an, not slavery, it's indentured servant. It's only till Sheish or till Yovel. We need all the, and we need a separate pasuk for Amma that Kesef works to be kind of an Amma. Now the Pneshua's question is, it's right on the spot in your Dalai Lama base, it's Divrei Maskel, Eved Ivri Nikna B'Kesef. He asks, what do I need all these different psukim? Once I have one pasuk, let it be a Gilui that Kesef works for Avodim Ivrim. What's the difference between Machvor Bezdin, Machvor Atzmai? What's the difference if an Amavriya and Eved Ivri, they both have the same, I mean, Amavriya is an Eved Ivri. She happens to have slightly more dinim for her benefit, but she has the same status as an Eved Ivri. She has to work for the Adon that pays for her. In order to answer this question, then Ben Shua has another question. Why doesn't Chalipin work? And the Rambam openly says Chalipin does not work for an Eved Ivri. And now in Kedushin, making Kedushin in the beginning of the Perek for an Eishes Ish, Morris says that the reason why Chalipin doesn't work is because in Chalipin we don't need it works Pachas Meshavah Pruta, we don't need a Shavah Pruta. So therefore, Isha. She won't allow herself. So even then, it's more, it doesn't work. So whatever the reason is over there, we have a reason. Here, in the sugi, if you learn your sugi from your Dalet Amud Beis to Chav Beis Amud Beis, you will not see any mention of why Chalipin doesn't work. I'd like to give over, there's a Yisod. It's a different kind of case of mominus by Eved Ivri. By anything else out there, any objects, natural objects there, they karka, or items like household items, or your car, or anything that is bought and sold, it naturally, on its own, by itself, contains momin. It represents capital. It has what's called an attribute of mammon. So all I have to do is purchase it. I don't have to create the mammon. But by Eved Ivri, there is no mammon. And he's a ben chayrin when he starts. We're not talking about buying and selling an Eved Ivri. I don't know if you can do that. Let's say even if you could do that, you'd have to be able to generate at the same time that you want to purchase the capital, you have to generate the attribute of capital within him. So in other words, what you first have to do is to create an Eved Ivri out of a ben chayrin. You have to create an Eved Ivri, and then you can be kinda the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is not a ben chayrin; he represents capital. So therefore, I would say if the case is machru bezdin. Kesef works, so it does both generates the idea of makes him into an Eved Ivri, and then you're kind of the Eved Ivri. So then how do I know that works by Meicher Atzmai? Maybe Kesef doesn't work for that. Maybe Meicher Atzmai, Kesef can't generate him and produce an Eved Ivri. So you have to use Star. But you see, you need an extra pasuk. And if I know by Eved Ivri, I don't know by Am Ivri. And how do I know that Kesef both generates the idea of the concept and turns her into an Am Ivri, and then it's kind of the Am Ivri? So I have to have psukim for a separate pasuk for each one. That takes care of the first question of the Bnei Yeshua. Now the question is, chalipin, why doesn't chalipin help? Well, it could very well be that because we don't have a makor that chalipin can generate an Eved Ivri. All we know is chalipin buys and is kind of objects that naturally have an inyan mamon and represents capital. So you're kind of the capital. So so if you're, it doesn't make a difference if you're going to be kind of a boat or you're going to be kind of a needle, it's chalipin. And you're kind of with chalipin because it represents, the object that you're buying naturally has, it represents capital, and you're buying that mummonous part, and therefore we know that it works. However, chalipin, we don't have any chiddush from the Torah that chalipin generates the inyan of mummon. Now, to give you an idea of what this inyan mummon is, let me show you what the Gemara and by a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Samches, Samad Beis. The Gemara says that if a person steals an animal and he wants to be makdish it, he cannot. Why say in a shalai? And the Gemara also says that the owner who had it stolen from him also cannot, because since the ganav has it, then it's not in the rishus of the owner. And the Gemara learns out it's a posik. Ma ish kyaktish is beisai. Ma beisai shalai. Af kol shalai. So the ganav cannot be makdish the animal because the animal is not his. What do I need a posik? Now the question is, what do I need a posik? Can I sell something that's not mine? Do I have to have a posik that I can't sell something, or I can't give away something that's not mine? What do I need a posik for? It's not mine. I can't give it away. So same thing over here. If I want to be makdish it lemizbeach, I want to make it into a korban. Forget about mitzvah bo baver. Let's say it wouldn't be a problem, right? But I can't. I just have no control over it. It's not mine. It's Siener. So why should I be able to? What do I need a pasuk to tell me that? The answer is because every object actually contains two parts: the object itself, and an attributes that is contained within it. And one of them is the attribute of capital. It's a tchun, it's a characteristic. It's something that's not the object itself, it's something that's within the object. So therefore, and that's that, and the mummon is the only thing I can be kind of. I can't be kind of the actual object. So I don't have to have a posik to tell me that I can't sell what I don't own, because I only own mummon. If I don't own the mummon, I have no power over it to give it away. Mashain kein hektish. Hektish is actually a chalos on the actual object, not the capital that it represents. So therefore, what's the difference between me and the owner? His relationship to the actual object is the same as me, because he might control the mominous within the object, but he doesn't control the object. The object is just plain out there. It's just an object. So if the Torah says the object of a behemoth is your makdashit, so it doesn't mean, without a pasuk, I would not say that you need to be the Bible. It's kamash on you too. That's exactly because, in other words, you're not actually, it doesn't come from your bialis. The power to be makdash does not come from your bialis. Everyone has the same power to be makdash anything. Just the Torah limits making hektish on something that's not yours. So now let's go back in the same vein. We therefore can say by an Eved Ivri, he's a Ben Chayrin. He has no inyan mummon within him. So therefore you can't be makdish him. So therefore you can't buy him. You can't buy Ben Chayrin. You can't buy him. What do you mean he's an Eved Ivri? All you can do is say, okay, you want to work for me, you work for me. But then he's a Payol, and a Payol can always just back out whenever he wants them. The Paiole is no recourse. Well, actually, there is a little recourse, but if he leaves you with half a job, which ruins the half that he did, then maybe you could do something. But if he just, you know, he worked for a week and he doesn't show up the second week, that's it. He's Potter's. You can't do anything to him. He doesn't want to work. You don't have to work. But an Abed Ivri, you're being kind of the Abed Ivri, and he becomes mechuyev. So therefore, first you have to create the Inyan Mammon by making him into an Abed Ivri, and then you could be kind of the Abed Ivri. So we need a new pasuk for each case is different. How do we know that Kesef generates the Inyan Mammon in a case of Amavriya, in a case of Abed Ivri, in a case of Mechor Atzma, in a case of Mechor Bezel? In order to give you a little bit more depth, let's talk about a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there's a bright, in our mission, it doesn't say that you can buy an Abed Ivri with a shtar. But a price that says you can free an Abed Ivri with a shtar. But a price that brings down that you can free an Abed Ivri with a shtar, and then the Gemara over there asks, who needs a shtar? The Abed Ivri owes you work, and you have a kinyan in him, fine, but he's not anything more than that meshubit. It's a shibud that he just can't walk away like a poyo. Poyo has no shibud. Whatever he does, he should get paid for it. Whatever he doesn't do, he doesn't get paid for it. He walks away. An Eved can't walk away because you created an Eved Ivri out of this guy, so then he's meshubit to work. So a person can always be Michael. Can't a person be Michael a debt? So the Eved Ivri, all he has is a shibud. It's like a debt. So then if you're Michael, what do you need a shtar for? So the more it says, the more Rabbi says from here, Zayusameris. It's not the Hebrew Zotomerit. It's the Gemara Zotomerit, which means this proves a concept that when you're purchasing Eved Ivri, it's not merely a case of a person who, it's like a debt. The person owes you his sheirut. His service. Well, it's more than that. He actually have a kinyan. Eved Ivri gufay kani, says Rava, and then Rava goes and says, if a person owns a building, he can't be machal it away. He can't say I'm machal you. I mean, he can be mafgrit, but and hefker is much more than just mechila. You can't just forgive. You can't let go of something that you own. If you own it, you can't let go unless you use a kinyan. Just like you use a kinyan to buy it, you have to use a kinyan to undo that bind, to give it away, or to even hefker. Hefker, you can't. You have to. There's all rules of how hefker work. It's not just a matter of forget about it. If you own something, can you go? If you can't, just forget about it. So therefore, you have to have a shtar to free an Eved Ivri. Now a dibber of a mechila doesn't help. Now we have to understand what kinyan aguf is. So we're getting to, at this point, we're going to go into what the idea of an Eved Ivri is. The Ramban in Gittin says, this is what he's referring to, an Eved Kanani. He writes, it's on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that there's two kinyanim in an Eved Kanani. So I'm gonna later say that there's two kinyanim in an Eved Ivri. One is called Kinyan Mammon. That's his kinyan that he has that of Maisi Yadayim, that he has all the service that's possible to come out of this man belongs to the Adon, the master. It's not even his own. He can't decide to open up his own little business on the side. Everything that comes out of him, every piece of work that comes out of him, is owned by the Adam. So that's it because of his kinyan of Ma'is Yudayim. And then he said, the Ramban says he has a second kinyan, and he calls that, the second kinyan is a kinyan aguf, and he says and at the same time it's a kinyan iser. And he says it's similar to kedushin and an isha, that you're kind of her and she's your Ashes Ish, and even though you're not actually together, the actual Nisuan comes later. In our days, of course, we do it the same night. We have the whole chuppah and the kedushin. Actually, it's the other way around. First you do kedushin, then you do chuppah. But and it certainly can be separated, that you can have kedushin and you can have Nisuan, and there could be an interim in between. Now, if you don't have Nisuan, you're not living together, but she's yours. You're kind of her for her. Actually, you're kind of her wedness in her. You're not kind of her. She's the run in the beginning of Gittin says that she's not your piece of mummin. But that the Ramban is Madama, the kinyan that you make in an Evid Kanani too, the kinyan that you make in an Isha by Kedushin. And he says, just like you can't be rid of the Isha that you made a Kedushin in by Mechila, by just Dibra alone, by just letting it go, you can't be Mechlet. So therefore, neither can you, Dibra alone, can you get rid of your Evid Kanani. We're all talking about an Evid Kanani. It's not paka without a shtar shichar. Now, even though the mummon, you could get rid of the mummon without using any kind of kinyan, you could just be mafker the mummon. In other words, if you could be mafker, you're evid. But the Ramban says, or what happens if your evid got stolen or ran away, and your miyayish, if ever finding him again, that you lose the kinyan that you have in his mummonis. Just like by Yish, it's like by Yishana, something that was stolen from you. But at the Kenyan Isser still remains. He's still an Evid Kanani, and of course, as long as you're an Evid Kanani, you can't marry a Bas Yisro. You have mitzvahs like an Isha. I mean, it doesn't change just because you're mafker him. It's just that now he can open up his little business on this and not worry about. Having the prophets go to the Ud. And also, the reason why the Ramban was talking about it, he had the Gemara says that you can't be Makdash, your Evid, so that the Ramban is explaining, because if you're Makdash, your Evid, that means that the Hekdash would get a Kinyan Isser in an Evid. There's no such thing. Hekdash cannot create or cannot have a kinyan iser, so therefore nothing happens. If you're makdash your evid, it's tantamount to freeing him. So what we see from the Ramban is that this kinyan iser is called a kinyan aguf, and you can't just send them away, or even Hefker alone, although there is one man the Yomar that holds that Hefker works, but we all disagree, and the Rav Paiskim Tanoim and Rav Amoraim disagree, and so you need to use a shtar because there was a Kinyan Aguf, and he calls that Kinyan Iser. That's left to explain when we deal with it. Never know. Well, we could say the same thing over here. An Evid Ivri also has a Kinyan Iser, because we know that Evid Ivri is mutter to live with a Shifcha Knanis. Now, his status, there's some change in his guf, and there's some change in his status. He's no longer just a plain old Ben Chiron. Ben Chiron is not allowed to live with a Shifcha, and not allowed to marry a Shifcha, not allowed to stay with a Shifcha. But an Evid Ivri is. Right, and in fact, there's a Gemaras that say that it's a question whether if you sell yourself as an Evid Ivri, whether you can the Adon can force you to take a Shifra Kananis. If the Bezin sells you, then yeah, the Yadin can always force you to take a Shifra Kananis, but if you sell yourself, it's machlokes whether the Yadin can force you to take a Shifra Kananis. But for example, the Ritva says that your mut, if you want to take her, you could, because you're an Eved Ivri. Just they can't force you if you're Mecher Atzmai. So obviously there was this change in stance. Let's call that a Kenyan goof, and that's why you can't be Mecher. The question that does arise is, why don't we say that? So the only reason why you can't be Michael is because the Yisr part. That's why you can't be Michael and an Eved Kanani. That's why. And that's what the Kenyan Goof part is called. So the question is, but an Eved Ivri, why don't let's be Michael. So that gets rid of the Mumen part, and the Yisr part. Okay, so I mean the Yisr part is he could be with a Shifra Kanani. So what? But is he mutter to a Bas Yisrael? He's always mutter to Bas Yisrael. Doesn't becoming an Eved Ivri doesn't change the fact that you can marry a Bas Yisrael. So therefore, let's just be Michael. Why does Gemara say that Rav Sosa Maris that Eved Ivri Gufakani, and Gufakani according to Ramban means that you have this Inyan Isser, you're a different goof. You have a different status. You have a different you're a different gavra, but that would be not good by an Eved Kanani, but by an Eved Ivri, what stops the back to the same question again? Let's be Michael on the moment. The Yisr part is not a problem for an Eved Ivri. He can marry a Bas Yisrael, so he runs around and he's free. Why does he fear? So now there are other Rishonim. There's the Miri on the spot says that the reason why you can't be Michael, an Eved Ivri, Gufikoni means that you have a Kenyan Dekel of Payers. There's definitely a change in the Gavra, but that's not the reason why the Gemara says that Gufikoni. The reason why it's Gufikoni is because you actually have a Kenyan. Like, of course, he's not like an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani turns into a Heftza of Mammon, totally, and he's like an object of Mammon. But an Eved Ivri is not. But what happens in an Eved Ivri is you get a Kenyan of Dekel of Payers. For example, you can buy a person's produce, but there's one problem with that is if it's not the season and it hasn't produced that produce yet, it's a davar shelo boli olam, it's a future entity, and we paskin that we hold that you cannot buy or sell a future entity. So therefore what you do is you buy the tree in respect to its pears. You buy the stalk in respect to its kernel of wheat when it grows, even though it's not present yet. Why? Because your kinyan is in it's not in something that's a future entity. Its kinyan is in what's here right now, but it's not a kinyan. It's a total kinyan in the object, in the moments of the object as it is right now. It's in the object in respect to what the object will produce. Same thing over here. The Eved Ivri, if you create an Eved Ivri, you're not creating an Eved Kanani. It's not, he doesn't become a full blown Heft of Mammon, but he is enough of you. It's enough something is chal there that you're kinda the Eved Ivri with respect to all the service that he will produce. So therefore, just like Dekel of Paris, you can't be Michael Dekel of Paris. A Kenyan Dekel of Paris is just the same as Kenyan as a Kenyan of Paris, if it would work. I mean, if you made a full total Kenyan, if you bought somebody's orchard, it's all yours. And so if you buy the orchard in respect to the Paris that it produces, so there's a Kenyan in the goof of the of the objects of the trees. Therefore, but it's only in respect to the produce, right? But and so but you can't be machal. We'll get back to what the but the Ramban doesn't hold like that. The Ramban holds that that there's a kinyan iser that happens here. It's similar to an eved kanani, and that's what's stopping you from just being michael him and telling him to go home, and that's what requires shtar shichur to release him. This has been part one.